Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to jump right out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You know the music. You know what day it is. 9 o'clock hour. We're going to go right to Mike Florio, who's live right now from Florio Island. He has bought his own island after ProFootballTalk.com got so big. Florio has a connection on the phone from Florio Island.
Well, we're about to find out. I think we're about to find out now that we've clicked over. I purchased the island. It was very cheap. It's only about 10 feet by 15 feet, so it gets a little snug here.
Okay, that's all right.
I got a palm tree, which is both a good and a bad thing, since it takes up some of that space. But yeah, it's not bad.
Good for you, Mike. You've come a long way now that you have Florio Island. We're very, very happy to still be associated with someone who owns their own island. We don't have a lot of people like that here on the show. All right, we're a couple days away. I guess you could say, I think the 17th is when the first team from the Hall of Fame game has players reporting to camp. A couple days until everything starts. Are you getting the itch, or are you still in vacation mode? What's the deal?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready for the flow of news to pick up a little bit. You know, this time of year, you don't find the news. The news finds you, and there really isn't much out there to be found or to find us. So, you know, we've really been relaxing our standards in recent days to find stories to write about, and I look forward to a more robust flow of news and information, and I can't wait for training camps to open.
Yeah, I guess about the only football news regarding a player right now is Melvin Gordon saying he's going to sit out or threatening to sit out for a new contract. It's almost comical in that the NBA right now is just throwing money at players, and yet the NFL, especially a running back position, that's been devalued. Where do you see this going, and what's at state about maybe the bigger issue of the league or running backs?
Well, and let me just make this general observation. Even though I am a football first and really a football only guy at this point in my life, if you can play in the NBA versus the NFL, then you should play in the NBA. It's a much more rare set of skills. It's a much more rare God-given arrangement of bones and muscles that causes a guy to be 6'7" and extremely athletic. And if Melvin Gordon could play in the NBA, he should go play in the NBA. But the reality is, and this happens when kids are young, when they're playing football, the most athletic kids end up becoming the running backs. And I think parents need to start intervening, saying, no, we think that maybe cornerback or quarterback or receiver is better than running back because you take a lot of abuse. You're in a lot of car crash type hits. You know, everybody's one hit away from having their NFL career over, but running backs are taking that one hit on almost every single snap. And the reality is, teams realize you can find cheap running backs at every round of the draft. You can find effective running backs undrafted. It dawned on me 15 years ago. I used to go to all the West Virginia University home games, guys. And every year, the Mountaineers had a guy who was good enough to play in the NFL. The question is there a spot for him somewhere? And that's the thing. There's too many guys at the running back position, and that keeps only the most special running backs from getting paid big money. And I think that Melvin Gordon does not fall into that special category where he's going to get the kind of money that we saw Le'Veon Bell get this spring. And I think this holdout is ultimately going to fail.
Speaking of another running back that's half in the news, Duke Johnson just picked Drew to be his agent. How long until he's shipped out of Cleveland at this point when Drew walks into that office with John Dorsey?
Well, we know how Drew Rosenhaus can get things done for his clients, but for the Terrell Owens situation from 14 years ago, he's pretty successful at working behind the scenes to get what he wants, to get Antonio Brown out of Pittsburgh and get him a raise in Oakland, which is the more amazing aspect of that situation. Because
yep.
I think the Steelers were done with Antonio Brown, but for the Raiders to welcome him through the door and give him a bunch more money was kind of stunning to me. And Emmanuel Ogbah, who was on the roster in Cleveland when Olivier Vernon was traded there, Drew was able to work behind the scenes to finagle a trade of Ogbah to Kansas City. So he's got a track record of getting things done. And I think the more people you represent and the deeper that relationship is, the various general managers and coaches and people you deal with on a regular basis. When you show up, it changes the dynamic because now there are other tentacles that go beyond this situation. And you're not just accommodating the player at this point, but you're accommodating the agent, and then there's going to be a spot where the agent can accommodate you, and it's part of that give and take back and forth. And if you're represented by an agent who has a bunch of different clients and will be working with these people all the time, that facilitates getting something done.
Mike, New Hampshire later this morning is going to become the 16th state to legalize sports betting, second in New England. When you look at the NFL and what's coming, what are the major issues they need to deal with if they're not prepared for, at least getting everybody else prepared for?
Well, I think they need to understand now that bad calls by the officials will be magnified and that there will be a bad call out there that is the one that triggers a congressional hearing that results in the commissioner being hauled in front of some sort of a subcommittee, and Al Riveron will be in there answering tough questions. And I think that's why it was smart that they reacted to the Rams-Saints debacle from earlier this year. I don't think they reacted to it in a smart way. I think they overdid it, and they're only going to create more problems for themselves. But, you know, the news that came out last night that they've suspended the full-time officiating program as part of some early-stage collective bargaining leverage against the NFL Referees Association, that's not good news, because I think that there's two objectives here. One, do everything you can to get all calls right. And two, do everything you can to create the impression that you're doing everything you can to get all calls right. And having full-time officials creates the impression they're doing everything they can to get all calls right. And there, you know, there's a fundamental cheapness that is at the bottom of this well for the NFL. They don't value the VP of officiating position the way they should. They don't value the officiating jobs the way they should. I mean, pay these guys. If you pay these guys, then they won't be leaving to work in TV. And it all comes down to how much money they're willing to peel off of that bankroll and give to the officials. And for now, the answer's been not enough. At some point, when there's a major controversy that gets the commissioner in hot water politically, that's when all of a sudden they're going to realize they got to pay these guys.
Mike, what happens first this season in the NFL? Gronkowski comes back to the Patriots, or Josh Rosen starts for the Dolphins?
Oh, Josh Rosen starting for the Dolphins. I mean, I just think that's a foregone conclusion. And if he doesn't start week one, that suggests that the trade was a major disappointment. Because the whole idea is get this guy in town, see what he can do this year, evaluate him as the future potential franchise quarterback. And if it's him, great. If it's not, then you draft somebody next year. But I think that it's going to be Rosen. Now, I still think there's a chance Gronk is going to come back, but I think it's a greater chance we're going to see Rosen first.
God, I hope so. Otherwise, I agree with you. Yeah. Why make a trade, and what's the season about for the Dolphins fans? But pulling the periscope back, or the microscope back a little, what's the big story, I'm trying to think, going into training camp for any NFL team? What is there?
What's going to happen with Tyreek Hill? I mean, that's the NFL right now. You know, we've got 30 storylines we're looking at for the 2019 season, and one of them is irrelevant to the start of the season. It's all about what happens before the season, and that's this Tyreek Hill thing. This has been hanging around for months now, and there are all sorts of conflicting pieces of information about whether or not he's responsible for any type of personal conduct policy violation against his former fiance, the mother of his child, the child himself. And if the NFL really wants to hammer him, they can. And that's the fundamental problem with the personal conduct policy. They've set up this in-house justice system that isn't about justice, it's about PR, and it ultimately comes down to what they want to do. And we'll find out what they want to do, because whatever they want to do is what they're going to do. And I assume they'll do it at some point before the regular season starts, but I'd like to think that they have something resolved before the Chiefs go to training camp on the 23rd of July.
Mike, thank you very much for your time. Get back to Florio Island.
All right, see you guys.
See you. That was Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com.
I like that.
Palm tree.
Palm tree. Yeah, it was singular.
He only said palm.